Chapter 1
As far as wedding days went, Grace Mackey could say with great certainty that this one completely sucked, and considering she was the bride, that was saying something. Sitting alone in the bride's dressing room in the exclusive Lake Tahoe resort, where her fiancé had insisted they have their destination wedding, she felt bored and oddly disappointed. This wasn't the wedding she had always dreamed of. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even the wedding she had planned. 2 weeks ago, Jared suggested the idea of eloping, and no matter how much Grace resisted, he steamrolled ahead, and now, here they were. Granted, the resort was the most luxurious she'd ever stayed at. Her gown was amazing, and even though California isn't exactly the destination that came to mind when she thought of destination weddings, it certainly didn't suck. The downside was that they went from a big, family-filled wedding to a small and intimate event that most of her family and friends couldn't afford to attend. She had argued that point, among others, with Jared, but he had promised they'd have a big party when they got back to North Carolina. Getting married in Tahoe was a dream of his, so she figured it wouldn't be so bad. Except it was. She was alone in this gorgeous dressing room and wished her best friend Lori or even her parents were here with her. A light knock at the door had her turning.
"Hey, Gracie, 30 minutes until showtime. Are you ready?"
The super perky and extremely annoying wedding planner Tilly said with a smile as she walked through the door. Smiling serenely, Grace replied,
"Yes, thank you."
Smoothing her hand down the white satin gown she was wearing, she tried to present the perfect image of the calm and serene bride-to-be, even though internally she was like a squirrel in traffic.
"Great! In about 20 minutes, I'll come back and..."
"Tilly," Grace quickly interrupted before she could go any further, "if it's all right with you, we've gone over the schedule dozens of times, and I'd really appreciate a few minutes to myself." Tilly, with her severe bun and power suit, nodded.
"Of course, Gracie. Anything you need."
She smiled broadly and made her way back out the door, gently closing it behind her. At the sound of the soft click, Grace sagged with relief. She hated being called Gracie. No one she knew ever called her Gracie. And yet for some reason, Tilly insisted on calling her that. Catching a glimpse of herself in the full-length mirror, she should have been a happy and smiling bride. But was she? No. Instead, she was a neurotic mess who was dealing with more than your run-of-the-mill wedding jitters. She was angry, disappointed, and she knew if she didn't speak up for herself one last time, this was the way her entire marriage was going to go, with Jared making decisions she hated, and then being resentful forever. Knowing she wasn't going to breathe easy until she talked to him, Grace decided to go find him and hash this out. If it meant calling off the wedding, then so be it. It wasn't like she had any real investment in it. None of her family were here. Jared had made all the arrangements, and she had very little input into any of it. Suddenly, all the signs she should have seen were right there in front of her. She was going to find Jared, tell him how she felt, and maybe they could look into couples counseling or something. It would be a good thing. It would help them grow closer. Looking back now, she realized this was a pattern that had gotten completely out of control. Why hadn't she noticed it sooner? "Hindsight and all," she muttered, opening the door and stepping out into the hallway. They had toured the resort yesterday, and she knew where the groom's dressing room was, so there was no need to ask for assistance from perky Tilly. At the end of the hall, she turned to the left and saw the door to Jared's room was ajar. The closer she got, Grace could hear him talking. Was Tilly giving him the 30-minute speech, too?
"You have to trust me, baby. It's all going to be okay. This is only temporary," she heard Jared saying.
Temporary? What was temporary?
"How could you do this, Jared? You said you loved me. You said we were going to be a family."
"What?" Slowly, Grace moved closer to the door and tried to figure out who Jared was speaking to.
"We will, baby. We will," he promised. "You have to trust me, Steph."